Hello, my name is Zoe Levy. I'm a senior at Bryn Mawr College, and for my praxis during fall of 2022, I took a praxis called America Disabled, an internship with Dysautonomia International. My faculty advisor was Professor Cowlin at Haverford College and Charlotte Flores at Dysautonomia International. I bet you're wondering how a college student in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania, even got involved with such an organization. Well, let's even look at what dysautonomia is. According to Dysautonomia International, dysautonomia is an umbrella term used to describe several different medical conditions that cause a malfunction of the autonomic nervous system. People living with various forms of dysautonomia have trouble regulating bodily symptoms. As a result of their condition, one can experience lightheadedness, fainting, unstable blood pressure, abnormal heart rates, malnutrition, and in serious cases, death. Dysautonomia is not rare. Over 70 million people worldwide live with various forms of dysautonomia. People of any age, gender, or race can be impacted. There is no cure for any form of dysautonomia at this time. In fact, I suffer from a form of dysautonomia myself. I'm an individual who has a disability. I have something called POTS. POTS stands for Postural Orthostatic Tachycardia Syndrome. It impacts my autonomic nervous system. And for me, one of my interests in getting involved with Dysautonomia International was over the summer starting my internship with them. I found their core principles of awareness, advocacy, and advancement to be central and focal to what I had learned as a political science major and tools that I had seen and utilized as a sociology minor. One of the things I struggled with throughout the time with working with Dysautonomia International is with my readings and with conversations, what does it even mean to look for a cure? What does it mean to be disabled? How do terms and languages overlap of chronic illness? And what are the role of social movements in civil society? And how is my individual role as someone who has POTS become a part of the larger active or non-active mobilization towards fighting for funding that DI dysautonomia is involved with, or even working to fight for my own accommodations? I found myself engaging with awareness, advocacy, and advancement, both in my internship site and reading in weekly discussions. What stood out to me the most is that while I was working with Dysautonomia International, projects that I did involved things such as creating and moderating Zoom meetup groups that helped individuals have that supportive environment to learn about dysautonomia, but also just to hear other stories and a space of community to be built. One of the other things that I saw was that during this building of community, there was also a sense of awareness raising that you weren't alone with the type of disability that you had. That was something that I had to come with terms with, and I'm still working on today. I don't think you could have asked me a year ago, as someone who'd been diagnosed in the past 2 years, that I necessarily would agree that I was a person with a disability. Rather, I didn't know how to address my POTS. In addition, one of the other things that I did while working with Dysautonomia International is I created spreadsheets with lists of medical providers that had been listed and suggested from peers on Facebook groups from Dysautonomia. Via these lists, they then could be shared for other people and patients who were looking to seek care. From my takeaways from my Praxis program, I've gained a broader understanding of community and people-first-based nonprofits, especially because I identify with this community as a whole. But as such, I've been thinking a lot of my learning goals and reflecting how a people-first environment can cause problems but also be helpful within the political or policy realm. In addition, I've explored the limitations and boundaries of a community fighting for a cure and identity on disability. Specifically, what does that mean to each person? This, in fact, has impacted my senior field essay for my political science major. And finally, I've questioned and reflected what it means to fight for social justice and equality and actors involved at all levels, whether that be the donor, the individual speaking, the policymaker, or simply the researcher doing the study, or even a parent looking for help. In my work with Dysautonomia International, I found one of the things to be central is patient-focused. When I began my internship with them before Praxis, I truly saw that they had a patient-driven message, and that was clear through all of my work. Whether that was talking about how I needed to find accommodations to fulfill my own work for them in projects, or listening to my peers. Some of the articles that we read in my Praxis as a whole, throughout all of them, we tried to focus on the overall idea of putting disabled and people who identified with disabilities, their scholarship and theories first. We prioritize them to create a space, just as dysautonomia does for other groups as well. Throughout my praxis, I've learned as a whole that perhaps the title of America Disabled isn't as simple as you think it would be. That's on an individual basis. Or is it an overall collective basis? There's a lot of troubling examination and problemization that I've learned from this internship and praxis that I hope to continue in a broader sense of my understanding with my own reflection as an individual with disabilities, work with nonprofits as a whole, support groups, and going forward in terms of my own medical understanding and support for others and community.